Akron City Council will decide tonight whether to pursue a $1 million federal grant so police can process a backlog of sexual assault cold cases. Detective Bertina King is leading the effort to solve the cases, many of which are related to more than 1,800 rape kits that have been tested in recent years, some dating to the mid-1990s. While nearly half of those cases came back with a match in the FBI's National DNA Database, the police department doesn't have the personnel to pursue them. I'm WKSU's Kabir Bhatia, and I recently spoke with Detective King, who says if the city gets the grant, they would form a task force of three detectives to look into the old cases.
The hardest part is finding the victims from 25 years ago. That's where most of our time will be spent. So those three detectives will be assigned to start off just getting the files together, looking to see what DNA hits are there, and then also finding our victims, witnesses, and suspects.
Are there any cases that you can recall that particularly got to you and you're hopeful that you get to them soon?
There's one lady that calls pretty regular, and she now lives in Cleveland, and she was a student at Akron U at the time. So she and I have been in contact because this is what's odd about her. So we, and that's why the component for the prosecutor's office to be on board is important and for advocates to be here. We know who committed her rape. But the person is in another state doing 90 years. So, do we bring him back for hers? And there's a cost factor for bringing him back from 90 years, and then we'll have to ship him back. So, those are the things that we're behind the scenes trying to work out also. A lot of the victims that we contact don't want to have anything to do with us at all. Sometimes they were in a bad place. Some of them might have been prostitutes, drug addicts, or it's just a part of their life they want to forget. So that's one of the things that's very important is to be tactful when you go to the house. So if I knock on the door and say it's your husband, I can't really say, hey, I'm Detective King. You hear about the cold case rape that happened in 2000 because maybe you never told your husband. Or your husband doesn't know about the life you lived before there. So it's very, you have to be very careful when you go to the house. And myself and Detective Posalich had talked to a lady once who didn't want to have anything to do with us. Nope, leave us alone. I don't know. A few hours later, she actually had a panic attack. So we always leave, like, rape crisis material. And she actually called them, and they talked her through it. She did a couple of sessions with them, and then she actually called us and wanted to go forward. So those kind of things happen. You always have to, whenever we talk to a victim, we always make sure they have, you know, some kind of advocacy. Because even if they didn't want to go through it, we're still bringing them back to a point that it wasn't a good day for them.
But in doing that, you may find someone who's a serial rapist.
Correct. We've had a number of rape kits here in Akron that have actually helped solve crime in Cleveland. We had a rape kit here a few years back, and it actually matched to a cold case in murder in Cleveland and a rape. So that's why sending the kits was very important at that time. Maybe the person never did anything else again, but that rape putting your DNA in the system might help another city or another state identify a murderer.
Going back to when these cases were first filed, what makes cases like these eventually go cold?
There was a time that DNA wasn't the way it is now. So unless you had a suspect, you actually couldn't match whatever was found in the kit to the person unless you actually had the person. Back in the day, so say it was a lady and her boyfriend, and she accused the boyfriend of raping her. And the boyfriend said, well, I did have sex with her, but it wasn't rape. Back in the day, we wouldn't have sent the kit because we already know the parties that would have been involved. But now we're looking at, we need to send that kit because now what if that person had done something else? So now we can link them up to other things.
That's Detective Bertina King, a 26-year veteran of the Akron Police Department. She's applying for a federal grant to form a team of investigators to handle the department's backlog of sexual assault cases. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.